evening, everyone. It's 7 o'clock, and time for the WV2K08 pilot race event. We meet every Tuesday night at this time, 7 p.m. The foster camaraderie and fellowship amongst the hens in Rochester area and Buffalo area and beyond as well. So, good evening, everyone. We got a nice little list going on the logger. We'll go through the calls on there. We got myself, NY1US, Tim WV2KAO, Dan KD2SQV, Stan WV8QJZ, Dave KD2KOO, Mark KD2FST, George VA3XMG, Lou KD2LKK, and Bill N2BH. So good evening, everyone, and I'm going to ask for any short-timers that want to join the net, and any short-timers that would like to join, please call NY1US.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Julia Delta, EDHHL, and Nana Day, guys, looking for time.
Yeah, very good, yeah. Good evening to you, and Tim, just so you know, we also have the V2DAS on the list as well, so any other short-timers you want to join in, please call in while you ask.
82MT.
Yeah, very good. 82MT, good evening to you. Welcome to the net. So, we'll go with our two short-timers, KD8VJD. Al, good evening.
Hello, and you and everybody on the net, I hope you had a good week. I was trying to check in login last week, but I have some issues with my clear note. I started to want to do an update, right, you know, I was calling in, and I think it messed all up or something, and I tried to reboot it a couple times, but I ended up having to go in and turn the power off and let it sit there for about 3 or 4 hours, and I plugged it back in, and everything was back to normal again. I don't understand the way it is. We had some local qual come through. Fortunately, it missed us down here. It's rumbling up to the north and a lot of in all the night. We didn't get much here, thank goodness. And, but I think 65 right now here in Onondaga, and everything is happening up to the northeast right now. So hopefully we'll not have to worry about any lightning strikes around here locally and or tornadoes or anything. Let's see. I've been messing around. I'm going to take a break here. I've been messing around with a Digi High and kind of put a little unit together that maybe I can do a little URP Digify with Digify or with APRS and maybe WinLink and even some slow scan TV. We'll see how that goes and messing with a little bit of traffic also. And other than that, pretty much it. I'll turn it back to you, KD8VJD.
Yeah, very good, LKEVJD. And that's from NY1US. Very good. Glad that you checked in and I felt kind of badly that we couldn't make contact those times, and I'm glad you stuck with it and joined us again, and we certainly do appreciate it for sure. So, yeah, it's about 68 degrees here and mostly sunny actually, so at least that's what my computer's telling me. It's bright out, so very good. Very good. Well, you take care and have a great evening, Al, and we will talk to you next week. 82MT. Michael, good evening. 82MT, are you there?
VVMT here in Peterborough, Ontario. I think it's NY1US. VVMT, I'm also a VVBLM in Peterborough, Ontario, and Jim down there checks into our Monday through Friday nets and my Sunday night net a lot of times, so I thought he might be around. I'd try it out. I wrote down the frequency from Trevor that's also on there, V7DM, and I thought I'd try it out and say good evening to everyone, V3MT.
Very good. Now, are you Andrew or Andy, would you like to be called?
You're talking to D3MT.
His call is Victor Echo 3, White Tango. We have two MTs on here, I think, Norm. BE3MT is Barry, Peterborough, Ontario. Barry, good evening. I've been talking to Barry for years, and good to hear you. Go ahead, Norm.
Okay, let me get this straight now, guys. I'm a bit confused. We have BE3MT. I will put him on the old log here. Let's see. E3MT. Very good. No wonder he didn't know his name because I had to call me wrong. So E3MT. Very good evening. And how are you doing? And how are things with you?
Yeah, good evening. I'm sitting over here in the deck in the nice cool air. Well, in Fahrenheit, probably about 55 degrees or so. A little cool, but it's not bad. Nice evening, a few clouds, but it's not raining. And that's a godsend. We've had a lot of rain. Nothing like we've got down in Texas in those areas that are being flooded out. But anyway, I just thought I'd pop in on one of our nets. Trevor out there, E70. BM said about this and that, and so I wrote down the time and the frequency or the node, and so here I am. Thank you for having me in, and good evening all, EMT.
Very good, very well. Thanks for checking in. We do appreciate it, and make it a heaven on Tuesday night for 7, that's for sure. We'd love to hear from you. So you take care and have a great evening. BE7BM, Trevor, good evening.
NY1US. Very good evening, BG7DM here in Vancouver. Good evening, everybody, and good to hear Barry in there. Yeah, we chat with Barry every weekday morning on the professional business. Anyway, a little cooler here today, thank goodness, degrees Fahrenheit. Sunday and Monday, it was 93, 94 degrees Fahrenheit here. It was very muggy, very humid, and I actually wasn't feeling very well last evening. Went to bed and slept for 10 hours, and I feel like a new man. So anyway, I'll stick over for a few minutes. Thank you, Norm, and very good evening to Tim, WB2KAO. B7BM, back to that, Norm.
This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
This is our B7BM and the group from NY1US. So, Trevor, now, do you do the Lover's Net only on Wednesdays, or do you run it every day?
BE7DM here again. I normally just do it on Wednesday mornings, Norm, but I do fill in occasionally for other net controllers if they're not able to do it on their respective days or whatever. But Wednesday is my normal day, so I should be on tap bright and early tomorrow morning for the professional Opus net. And it's back to you, Norm, BE7DM.
Thank you, sir. Thanks. I have your note number in my list, so I will attempt to join the net more often, that's for sure. I've only done it once, so I guess twice would be more often then. So very good. You take care and have a good evening, and we'll get to the top of the list for Tim, WB2KAO. Good evening, Tim.
Well, good evening, Norm, NY1US, and the H5 Rag 2 Net, WB2KAO. Good evening. Good evening, everybody. Welcome, and boy, it's kind of rainy and wet here in the northwest quadrant in Greece here in Monroe County, but that's good. Let it get it all out of its system, and it'll be dry for the matinee 105 first pitch Red Wing game, Red Wings versus the Toledo Mudheads that I'm going to go to tomorrow afternoon. So very, very good evening to everybody, and had a real nice meal tonight, nice ham steak and salt potatoes and salad, very, very nice. Hey, looking forward to going to the ball game tomorrow. Good evening to Trev. Good to hear him. And Barry, what a surprise. And I didn't know that you had the two-letter call. I've only heard VE3BLM, so VE3 Mike Tango. Very, very good. Nice to hear you, Barry. I'll try to get into the PL net a little bit more often. By the way, that's at 8:30 Monday through Friday on the VE3 PBO repeater, and as well as VE3 BUY across the lake here in Coburg. And both of those nodes can accept both EchoLink and All-Star if anybody wants to join. Back to that, WB2KAO. Thanks, everybody, for being here. Looking forward to hearing all those smiling and friendly voices.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. Tim, the BB2KAO on the net from NY1US. We only allow smiling and friendly voices here, that's for sure. So, anyway, we'll join you again very soon, Tim, and we're on to Dan, who put his nickname in as Dandy Dan. Good evening, KB2SQB from NY1US on the net.
NY1US, this is KB2SQB. Good evening, everybody. The professional Lover's Net. It's been a couple of years since I checked into that. I usually don't turn that radio on that early anymore. And I was all set to sit out on the deck. I had a fire, really nice fire going in my tree on the night. And all of a sudden, the rain came. As luck would have it, Yvonne went to a church social. And and she had to hop down in the car, and I went out and put it off, and Holly, what are you doing? And I said, I feel it's going to rain. Sure enough, it rained. Good and hard. Other than that, nothing to report. Everybody have a great evening. 82 SUB back in there.
Yeah, very good, Dan. Very good. So, yeah, good thing you got that top put up. That's for sure. So, very good. You take care and have a good evening. See you next Tuesday. WBAQJZ. Dan, good evening.
Well, good evening to you, Norm, and Tim, and everyone else on the net from Michigan's Upper Peninsula. We're in the UP for the summer. Got up here just a little bit over a week ago, and we're getting things opened up and working and fixing things and whatnot here. Got our convertible out on, I think it was Tuesday, and no, it wasn't Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. One day, actually, on Saturday. It's been cold and rainy since we got here. We've been in the low 40s every morning, and a few days it didn't make it above 55. Today supposedly made it to 60, and we're getting down to the low 40s again tonight, and then it's going to rain some more. So we have been playing around with a little bit of stuff, and between the raindrops, I got an antenna mast and a mount up, and today I assembled and have working a solar mesh node. I'm going to mount outside maybe tomorrow if it doesn't rain, but we've been having fun playing with that stuff. Had a nice breakfast this morning with, I think we had 8 hams there this morning. We had lunch on Saturday, and we had around 20 hams there, so we had a good time with that. And other than that, we're enjoying being out of the thunderstorms and potentially storm damage in Florida, and making the best of it here. Once again, thanks for running the net, guys. Look forward to it every week, and see if we can make it next week. I haven't looked at the calendar yet to see what's going on with that, but hopefully we can. Back to you, Norm, NY1US, WPAQJZ, and the 85 Red Channel.
Very good, Sam, WPAQJZ, from NY1US. Very good. One thing I've noticed looking around the different amateur radio sites and that type of thing is a lot of the clubs and that are have portions of the club to deal with Meshtastic and all that, so I think it's going to be gaining popularity very rapidly for sure. So, and I know, Stan, you said that it's kind of getting very popular in Florida and that type of thing too, so very good. I think it's going to be a good net and be a good mesh communications, offline communications, so very good. This is your scan, and we'll see you next Tuesday. KC2KOO, hey, good evening. KC2KOO, good evening. Are you with us?
NY1US, KC2KOO, good evening, Norm, Tim, and everyone else on net. Hope everyone's having a great evening. Not much to report here, just rolling along with the week. Short week this week with the holiday, taking off Thursday as well, so making ourselves a nice little weekend, though. Other than that, that's about it. Amateur radio-wise, did some work on announcement manager and some of the newbie net that's going to be starting up, so got that squared away. And yeah, that's about it. We'll keep it short and send it back to net control. Everyone just have a great rest of the week. Back to you, Norm, NY1US, KC2KOO.
Yeah, very good, Dave. Thanks for the announcements and all that, and all the work that you do with the repeaters too. It really is very nice to have a network set up like this. So very good. You take care and have a good one. And also the newbie net and the green eggs and hams net. They now have pages on the 85RadioNet.dns.net. If you go to the EFIRadioNet.dns.net, you can go to their pages by clicking on their names in the upper portion of the website. They have links there to each of their pages, so you can find out all about the NewbieNet and the Green Eggs and Hams Net. So, very good. KCFSC, you're going to be next, but I'm waiting to see if there are any regular general check-ins for the net. Anyone anywhere, please call NY1US.
NY1US, N2MAK, Mike West Henrietta.
Good night, Mike, N2MAK, good evening. And Tim, before Mike, KB3YRH checked in on the app, so. Any other general check-ins, please call NY1US. Doesn't hurt, so, Tim, I turn this over to you. This is now about halfway through the list, so WV2KO to take it. NY1US, we'll be logging.
Alrighty, real fine, Norm. Yeah, WB2KAO. And I have the pleasure of turning it over to my friend, Mark, T2FST. Good evening. Mark, just mentioned here before I swing it over to you, we do have rail fanning at Fairport posted tomorrow at Liftbridge Lane at the platform in Fairport at 11:30. I just mentioned that not only for you, but for everybody that may not have followed the calendar quite closely or whatever. Rail fanning tomorrow in Fairport at the observation platform at 11:30. K2FST. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you. Glad to hear the announcement. No, I've been out of pocket. The weather's been so nice, I'm outside all the time. And when I leave the radio on, all that happens is batteries run down. So I haven't had it on much lately. I'm glad I remembered to check in the ranking that night. It's been kind of a fun week radio-wise. I was going to talk about a medium speed test that I participated in the other day for the first time. It's a weekly contest on CW, and they call it medium speed, meaning 20-25 words per minute. And that is medium compared to the insane speed of the CW ops test. I'm pretty comfortable at 25 now, but the 35 words per minute is I'm just not ready for ops yet. But I had quite a bit of fun with the MSC, and I think a lot, even on the MSC, I think a lot of those guys use. Apparently there's programs that will increment, and one of the things with MSC that will increment is first time I talked to Mark 1 and Mark 2. And you have an hour to contact as many people as you can. Centers around 7030 and 14030. And, you know, about 15 minutes in, I had gotten up at like 8 or 9. And I was talking to people who were in the low 30s. So I got a long way to go. I wound up with about 20 contacts. For a first time out, considering that only reasonable. But I looked at the scores, and there were people who had, over 100. So, anyway, it was a lot of fun. I would recommend it to anybody who's trying to get a code heat up. The other news is I managed to work an island off of the east coast of Australia a couple days ago, named after a British admiral from back in the day, named Lord Howe, so it's Lord Howe Island, and sounds like the beginning of a joke, but it's the name of their island. And I heard them, I saw their decode, this is FBA, and they were coming in at minus 20, which is, you would never hear anything, barely, even if they go on FBA, no way. I'm even bother calling these guys because they're never going to hear me. And then I noticed that they were working stations in Thailand. So I thought, what the heck? I gave them a call and they came right back to me and I worked Lord Howe Island. So that's another island in another country on the DICC portal. I guess there's a moral to the story. Even if you don't think they have a shot, what the heck of a try. That's all my news. I'm ashamed of myself for missing lunch the other day, Tim, even though I got your reminder. I didn't get it until now. Anyway, I'll turn it back to Ned. K2
WB2KAO. No problem, Mark. We'll be at Rockies this coming Monday. Cash only at Rockies, and then there's a fifth Monday. Caliber Sellers will eat in on the fifth Monday, the 29th. Very good. And this medium speed test, the MST, is on Mondays. And Mark, I'm presuming I don't really work at that often because I hate things where you got to keep track of how many contacts you made because I can never remember what number I'm on and whatever. But I have worked it, and I think it's the three. I don't know. I know it's morning and afternoon, 9 to 10 and 3 to 4, and I don't know if they do the 11 to midnight with the MST on Monday or not. Mark, do you know offhand if they do the late one?
One of them does, but I can't remember now if it's low speed or the medium speed. In any case, I wasn't going to sit around for the 3 to 11 p.m. I'm long past my bedtime at that point.
Me too. Me as well. I also, sir. That's correct. Let's see what George is up to. He had a real good signal earlier when he checked in before that. DH3XMG and the rest of the group, Lee and all the rest of the guys. Go ahead.
Well, we're up here in Mount Pelion. Not too bad. It's a little sunny. The water. A little blue sky and a little bit of cloud, but not bad. And everything's nice. We've got a little bit of a breeze. Not really that much. So kind of nice up here. We just on our short sleeves and just taking in the leaves, just fixed up a relay, screwed up on his, one of the tips come out of the relay, so we had to try and fix that. He had that hooked up for trailer so these guys get it all set up so we can bring his trailer going. So everything's working fine now. Yeah, everything's great up here. Back to you.
Yeah, real good. Real good, George. Well, good to hear you got a much better signal with propagation, much, much better than it was last week. And I'll say good evening to Lee and everybody else. Thanks for joining us, and enjoy the other nets that you check into as well. Good to hear you. K2LKK, Lou, good evening.
K2LKK. I have to laugh at Dan because he got an old Herman Kermit song going in my head there with his nickname. Anyway, good evening to everybody. Had a good day. Mom brought Darla up, and Julie and I and Darla and her went over to her dairy over there in Spencer Court and had milkshakes this afternoon and sat out at the table and enjoyed the nice weather. I am still looking for a ride to and from the Rah-Rah Ham stuff if anybody's got extra space and doesn't mind taking extra passengers. Other than that, not too much else going on here. This is K2LKK. Back to that.
Okay, very good. We acknowledge K-E-U-E-L-I. Good evening, Jeff. Just a minute. And let me elaborate here a little bit. Lou looking for a ride to the Rah-Rah Ham Fest on Saturday. He lives on Dunn Street, number 12 Dunn Street, Delta Uniform, November, not far off of 104. And you can reach him at 585-737-8276, 737-8276, and that's Lou, K2LKK, on Dunn Street, looking for a ride to the Ham Fest. Very good, Lou. Good to hear you. And next is Bill, N2BH. Good evening, sir.
Hey, good evening, Tim, Norm, everybody on net. Hope everybody's doing well. Yeah, pretty good weekend here. Went down to the shelter, and they had extra volunteers, so boy, it was a long day. We got a lot more done than we planned on, and played some FT8 on 6 meters over the weekend, and man, made a lot of contact, especially down south, Arkansas, Alabama, and Texas and that, and so I guess maybe gave out some points for the contest, and other than that, not too much going on. Hopefully we'll make it out to airport tomorrow, and hope there's a good turnout. Sounds like it's not going to be too bad till later in the day, and hope everybody has a good rest of the week, and TBH.
Yeah, I'm hoping the Wings can get that 105 matinee in down at the ESL ballpark. I'm planning on going down there with Danny McHugh, Mike's younger brother, and looking forward to it. Bill, will you be up at the Ham Fest up at Barnard Saturday?
Actually, I'll be leaving early Saturday morning. We have the Western New York Meet and Greet out in Orchard Park, Chestnut Ridge. Going to do some testing in the morning. We have a fantastic demonstration, a weather balloon demonstration, and yeah, a lot of good stuff going on. So we'll be out there for the day. And 2 years.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I had forgotten about that. The East Coast Reflector meet and greet also on Saturday, the 20th. Oh, that'll be well attended, Bill. You'll have a good time there. 82MT, Alpha Delta 2 Mike Tango. Mike, go ahead. Not present, apparently. N2MAK. Mike, good evening, my friend.
WB2KAO, N2MAK. Mike, out in West Henrietta. Hello, Tim. Norm, rest of the 85. All right, Q. Hope everyone's doing well and enjoying the nice weather we've had lately. I know I talked about the Ham Fest. I will be there. I'll be volunteering very early at 30 with ticketing. But then I will actually have a table there. I'll be selling some of my stuff. I got to go through the next day or so. I'm sure I have some antennas, HTs, and other gear that I'm not using, and I could probably use it at home with somebody else and get more use. But I will also be selling some antennas from Reliance Antennas. My friend Trevian down in Pennsylvania has a company, Reliance Antennas, makes a lot of antennas geared for portable use, such as HODET and SODA, and I offered to help him out and sell some of the handbags. He wasn't able to make it up. He was hoping to, but has so he sent them to me, and I'll have a table with Reliance Antennas. I'm going to have some 56-to-1 embed half waves, some 9-to-1 embed random wires, some 1-to-1 chokes, and some 4-to-1 Ribokov antennas, and more. And all the antenna kits include the transformer, the winder, and the wire as well. So real nicely packaged for portable operation. And swing by the table and check them out. And hoping to see many of you there, and hoping for some nice weather on Saturday as well. I'll send it back in that N2MA.
Sounds real good, Mike. Sounds real good. Sounds like some real nice some real nice wares there at Mike's table for sure. And I'm sure we'll hook up. I'll be hanging out with John Stevens, W2BYP. He brings his little RV and sets up the canopy or the easy upper or whatever. So yeah, looking forward to it. W2DAS, Don, good evening to you, and hope you and Becky are well, and good evening to you.
Okay, good evening, Tim. And W2DAS. Yeah, we're all doing fine here. Nice night tonight. So I had a good day planting some new grass morning on the verified. Revitalized, and we'll see how that. We had a little rain that night. And it had a nice bicycle ride that afternoon. Great weather for that. I avoided the rain later. So I put the baby back real this afternoon. And they're in the country. Nice for barbecue. Enjoy that. Tomorrow afternoon, my daughter Donna and her kids are going to come over. And they're going to try out our new blow-up kiddie pool. Let's see how that works. I blew it up and I filled it up with water. I don't know. It looks like an itty going home a little bit. As far as the air goes, so see what happens with that. Hopefully it doesn't have a leak. So have a good night, everybody. And I'll take up the creek.
Yeah, hopefully there's not a leak. I hope you have a bicycle pump that thing up rather than having to blow into the nozzle. I remember those air mattresses. There was more than one nozzle. There was a nozzle for the mattress and a nozzle for the pillow. So brings back a lot of memories. You talking about those kiddie pools. We had one of those slash and stash pools, got a cover for it, and left it up, and it collapsed, and boy, water off its leash is never a good thing, no matter what we're talking about. Water off its leash is never a good thing. KB3YRH, did you find your connectors and RG6 and I forget whether it was Lowe's or Homeless Depot?
Yeah, good evening, Tim and Norm and everyone on the net. Hope you're having a great day. Yeah, I did. I spent most of the day prepping the RV. The family and I are going camping at a Darien Lake State Park this weekend, and I spent most of the day hooking up a kind of hobbling together ECTV antenna and a 30-foot telescoping mast so I can get the antenna up in the air on Friday and watch the World Cup match. US Men's playing at 3 p.m. But I did. I was able to get the connectors and transfer for those. And I think we're all set to go. So that's what I've been doing today. This weekend I'll be at Darien Lake, so I'll miss the Ra-Ra Ham Fest, but I see Field Days coming up. There's a location out in Webster. I'm going to try to make that. I haven't been to one yet. So that's pretty exciting. Looking forward to that and seeing all the activities and fun stuff going on there. Pretty excited about it, though. With that, I will pass it back to Ned. KB3YR.
Yeah, real good, Mike. WD2KAO. Yeah, a couple of operations out in Webster for Field Day. The RDXA and Rochester DX Association, W2RDX at Webster Park, and Xerox and Rara, W2XRX and Rara. And I'm not sure where that is in Webster. I don't know offhand. I know the RDXA is in Webster Park. I know that. The other one, I don't know. But you can visit both of them. KE2ELI, good evening, Jeff.
Good evening, Tim, the rest of the net. Currently out on a bike ride. I have a radio on my back and hoping to do a POTA before the sun goes down. Had some nice weather if I get out. I'll be at the Hamfest this weekend, working the whole day, at least till 2, 3 o'clock when we close down. And hopefully Mike has a foot or two of faith with all that stuff there that I can sneak in a couple of radios of my own. I got an IC7000 I want to sell and a couple QRP radios that I clearly have too many of. As well as I have a couple antennas that I've been building that I'm hoping maybe some people would find some value from. You know me, I like to build antennas though. Anyways, that's all that's going on with me. I'll kick it back to Ned and I'm going to go set up a coder.
Yeah, real good, Jeff, and you're connected via Echolink, and you sound excellent. Audio's great. So have fun with your POTA. I'm going to be looking for check-ins. I do want to mention again that Lou, K2LKK, located on Dunn Street, not very far off of 104, is looking for a ride to and from the Hamfest. If anybody can help him out, Lou is also totally blind and looking for a ride to the Hamfest. So if anybody could help him, 737-8276. Audio only on that. Audio only with Lou. 737-8276. We're looking for the check-ins for our net. WB2KAO.
Recheck.
Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Tim. Mike and 2MAK, real quick. Yep. Yeah, I got plenty of room for stuff for the stuff at tables. I forgot to mention Jeff. The E2ELI will be at the booth or the tent with me and stuff. That way, with two of us, you know, I want to go check things out. We can hold down the board for a little bit and vice versa. But also, I failed to mention this before, and I know Jeff and many others would like to know. I just want to log that tomorrow, Wednesday, June 17th, is International QRP Day. I will certainly be out for a QRP quota tomorrow, but just want to plug that for many of the operators listening, that tomorrow is International QRP Day. Back to the N2MAK.
I did not know that. International QRP Day. All right. I did not know that. Very, very interesting. And that's great that you're going to get out and run a QRP quota activation. This is the 85 Rag TuneN, and we're looking for any further check-ins or rechecks tonight. WB2KAO. Okay, that was a complete double. And the Michael in Henrietta, would you please come in? Is that you, Michael, W2NVP?
Roger, this is Whiskey 2, November Victor Papa.
Okay, November Victor Papa. Michael, great to hear you. Good evening to Karen and Logan. Great to hear you. The other station besides NVP, would you please say again?
Thanks, I'm KC2FWN.
And my friend Hector, KC2FWN. Good evening. All right. Anybody else? We got Michael and we got Hector. Anybody else?
KE2CZU, Brad.
KE2CZU, Brad. Good evening. Anybody else?
ELS, Ron Sally.
W2ELS is acknowledged. Anybody else? W2NVP, Michael, so nice to hear you, sir. Go ahead.
UB2KAO and the rest of the RadTuneNet. This is with you, November Victor Papa. Ben, 7 minutes. I've been busy with work, hi, but, you know, things are starting to calm down. So I still have a training for the next 2 weeks or so. Busy until the very end of the month. But ham radio finds a way of wiggling its way back into your life. And I've had an HP that I recently picked up for my EC, or everyday carry backpack. Very tiny HP that I've wanted to program, and I just haven't had the opportunity to do so. I reached out to Mike and to MAK, who has a new listener. We had a nice, I don't remember if it was Saturday or Sunday now, but we had a nice time in the weekend. I went over to his place, and he did some ham radio stuff where he helped me program my EV5R HD Mini. And also, we worked around with my G90. We updated the firmware, and we even played a little bit with my QRP radio, QMS. And it was a good time. It was fun. And that's one thing I love about this hobby is that, you know, and we say this all the time, but you may not have time for the hobby, but when you do, the hobby will have time for you. So, definitely good to hear. I've been thinking about all of you. I hope everybody's health is doing well. I hope everybody's managing with these hotter weather that we're getting. If you're anything like me, you miss the fall and the winter, but I'm sure I'm in the minority there. Hi. But things are going well. I'm going to be back out on the road for work in the next couple months. With my new position, I'm always traveling. Over the last year, I've spent about 15 weeks out in the road, most of that in California. And, you know, it's just keep going. Every day is an adventure. Tim, it's great to hear from you. Hope you're doing well. I will be at the Ham Fest, hopefully, this weekend. So.
Well, either it timed out or the battery died.
I'm still here. How much of that did you hear, Tim? Go back to you.
No, we got virtually all of it that you expect to be at the Ham Fest. And right when you mentioned that, you dropped off, so I'm thinking maybe you probably want to extend the timer. The timer's probably set at 1 minute, maybe, and you probably want to extend that out possibly. But no, you're fine, and it is good to hear you, and I know how challenging traveling for work can be on a marriage, on a family, and I wish you well, and be sure you come over and shake my hand Saturday, my friend.
Roger, yeah, no, I'll definitely do that, Tim. I hope your health is doing well. I'll definitely come over and say hello on Saturday. This is 2 November, Mr. Papa, 73, everyone.
Real good, Michael, and that radio sounds good. KC2FWN, good evening. My younger daughter, Carrie, you've actually had contact with her. Carrie and Steve are on a Caribbean cruise, and they were in Puerto Rico today, and they were advised
advised not to drink the water.
Good evening, Tim. Good evening, everybody. Well, it's, you pretty much don't want to drink the water anywhere you go. And, there's a scientific study that, you know, your gut uses a bacteria in your location, then you go and drink another bacteria in another location, and that causes your problem. That's usually how that goes. Good evening, everybody. I don't know if I'm going to make the hand start, but two things. One, Lou, I still need to call you to see if you have still problems with your All-Star. Didn't mention that. I don't know if you got that all. And two, I got a set of radio from Dean. I'm talking with H2KO, and we need to catalog those. There's a set of mobiles. They're old, but they're in good shape. We need to check the programming and all that. And there's a new ham that we need of a mobile rig. Those work. They are Motorola's and Kenwood, but I can program the Motorola's. So I need to find out software to program that Kenwood. So Dave and I will be working and reaching out and see if there's anybody new to the hobby. This will only go to ham. People. It will not go to someone that doesn't have a ticket yet, or that you're thinking about it. It has to be somebody that has it. And with that, back to that case, you do
WB1. WB2KAO, yes, folks with an amateur radio license, Dean, W2WDS, is having to move from his QTH down in the Naples area up here into Greece with his daughters. And he has donated some nice mobile radios, Motorola, and also Kenwood commercial radios, and very, very generous of him, and very generous of Dave, and also of our pal Hector to get involved with this project. Very, very nice. So they'll be reaching out on that. And Hector, I know that that Lou still does need help with his All-Star node. Lou, are you still here?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay. Hector, if you got just a minute, let me just ring Brad and Ron in here, because they haven't had a chance, and we'll see if any of there's other check-ins, and then we'll close the net. You and Lou can kind of chat a little bit. There, is that all right, Hector?
And we'll be back. Take care of W.
Real good. KE2CZU. Brad, good evening.
Evening, and everyone on the net. And a nice layback day in the AWA. A little clean up, a little tidying up, a little lunch, a lot of camaraderie. And Rick did run the 20-meter net. That went on schedule, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. We had about 8-10 check-ins, nice QSOs. That was on the 14265, and things are okay at the AWA. So back to you, Tim.
Yeah, real fine, Brad. Real good. Brad's very actively involved in the AWA, and I imagine you'll be helping out over here at Barnard for some aspect of the Ham Fest. Looking forward to seeing you on Saturday. I'm sure you'll be out there. W2ELS, Ron, good evening to you.
WP2KAO, W2ELS, Ron over in Charlotte. Good evening, Tim. Good evening, Norm. Good evening, everyone on the net. The second in to say hello. Look forward to seeing everyone on Saturday. I will be speaking at 9 a.m. on Keepright, so definitely check out the Rah-Rah Hambeth, and check out my forum, so I don't speak to empty chairs. So look forward to seeing everyone. Hope everyone has a good rest of the week. 73, W2ELS, back to that.
Oh, real good, Ron. Thanks for doing one of the programs there. That's outstanding. That's great. Yeah, I'm looking forward to Saturday. This is the 85 Radio Net. We're looking for any further check-ins or rechecks tonight.
WB2KAO. This is AG2HB.
AG2HB is acknowledged. Good evening, Brent. Anybody else? AG2HB. Go ahead, Brent.
Good evening, Tim, Norm, and everybody else. 85 Radio Net. Hope everybody had a great day. Got our RV infected yesterday, had without any issues, and that's good. We got one of our cars back. It won't cost $2,400 to get that one infected, so that was a bargain. And today was my last meeting with my CW advisor for the intermediate layer of the CW Academy course. I told him that I didn't think I was ready for the advanced course yet. He totally agreed. It sounds like if I was going to do anything more, I'd have to retake the intermediate, though. I kept agreeing to hit the intermediate, but I didn't pass the intermediate or whatever. I got to tell you, call signs on CW is the worst. I cannot get call signs, but if they're worse, I can pull those out pretty well in about 23 words per minute, but yeah, not call signs. Other than that, that's about it for me. I'll pass it back to you. Thanks, Norm, and Tim for running that. Hope everybody has a good evening. WB-2KAO, maybe 2AC.
Being able to work with the CW Ops instructors, and there's a whole lot more pluses and advantages to this ride check for you than there have been disadvantages. So I say it all the time, if you had fun, then you won. And I think you have had fun with it, and you'll go ahead and continue along at your own pace as far as CW, and get on and make some contacts and have some fun. And all in all, I think it's a project that you've very, very much enjoyed, and I think you'll agree with you.
Absolutely. I'd recommend it to anyone.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I know as we talked throughout the project that it was a very positive experience for you. So last call for our net for tonight.
Kilo 2 Sierra Hotel November through Echolink.
Hey, Mike, I didn't even hear you connect. K2SHN down there in Arkansas. Well, good evening, Mike. How are you?
K2SHN. Hello, Jimmy. How you doing, friend? Oh, been okay down here. Had a couple of pretty warm days, hot and humid, typical Arkansas weather, and then it rained and it got more humid, and it's been fairly nice today. Made it up to about 90, so a little bit cooler, but it is what it is down here. Been doing all right, doing a little CW work with the hot water 99 that the better half got me over the holidays, and got Grandpa's old SpeedX Stray Key plugged into it, so been having some fun in the evenings on 40 meters. Still not near as good as what the old man did, but by golly, we're having some fun and keeping this stuff working. Go ahead.
This is the NY1US All-Star Note 420675 in South Wales, NY.
From version, the times that I have heard him, it's been a while.